Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Moran is here. Brian's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours, president of Brian Moran and Associates, and he's been hanging out with us now for coming up on 9 years, and he's one of our top experts on small business out here on Main Street, and he's our good friend, Brian Moran. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. I love being on your show.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back. I was telling the audience about something you've been reporting on lately, and basically, frankly, something that's really a big part of your life, and that's the concept of digital transformation. And yep. I was telling them whether they ever used the word or not, whether they ever heard the word or not, or know what it means. All of us are doing some level of digital transformation. The question is whether we're doing it with the right intention, whether we're focused, whether we're wasting money, whether we're taking too much risks. I'd like for you to define that digital transformation for us and talk to us about how to set this up right.
Sure. Digital transformation, what's happening is that everything that we used to do offline, we're starting to do online through the internet. Now think about it. I read
the Wall Street Journal exclusively on my phone now.
That's amazing. Now
I don't even take print at all.
And I worked at the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah,
I spent 25 years publishing magazines and newspapers for business owners. So you know, I was at Inc. magazine, entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I came from the print world,
mm-hmm.
and I saw this digital transformation starting to take place. You know, when you see it, when you used to go to Blockbuster to get your movies or the record store to buy your albums. However, the record store is actually the one of the areas that is bucking the trend and making a comeback.
Right.
And we can talk about that later. But everything that you used to do offline, whether it was gathering information like reading the newspaper or buying your movies, you know, consuming content is now taking place online. Everything has moved to your phone or your computer, and now the way we engage with our customers and our prospects and our colleagues, a lot of that has moved online mm-hmm. through social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's moving and it's becoming mobile. And as you said, you read the Wall Street Journal on your phone. So there's this digital transformation. They talk about the Internet of Things, the way that the Internet is connected everything.
Right. Your refrigerator, your washing machine, your car. Your watch, whatever.
I know all of that is kicking out information. Where they're calling it big data. So you know, companies now are able to start to see patterns of the way that you do things every mm-hmm. single day. So big corporations are able to see how their customers purchase items from their stores or online. And so there's this incredible transformation that's taking place that's allowing companies to create better customer experiences.
So how do we do that? How do we do this in small businesses?
Well, for small businesses, you can do it. The challenge is how do you do it without you know, dedicating all your time to it so you lose focus on your business. The opportunity is that you can create better customer experiences regardless of the size of your business. You can't ignore it. So you do one of two things. Either hire somebody who can help your company go through the digital transformation, or if you have company with employees, start assigning people to learn about how mm-hmm. digital transformation is taking over your industry, your marketplace, you know, how your competitors are using it. Remember, it's not something you need to know in the next 30 days. It's a process.
Well,
so dedicate 2016 to saying, okay, well, I'm going to learn everything I can about digital transformation in my marketplace, and how I can run a better, faster, smarter company and find new customers while strengthening my existing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to dedicate the year to it.
Well, and see, one of the things that I'd like to point out that small business owners are going to nod their head about is every day, week, month, year, we're incrementally, little piece, becoming more digital. All of us are in our businesses.
Oh, yeah.
But it's happening just accidentally. We'll pick up, we'll buy a printer that's maybe a little smarter than the last one. We'll subscribe to a cloud-based capability that we used to have as an installed program. But these are, so we're doing it, we're adopting, Brian, but we're doing it accidentally. It's just sort of after a fashion. If we can do what you're talking about and say, okay, this is called digital transformation.
Right.
It is transforming our businesses and our relationships with customers and employees. Let's don't make any future decisions regarding technology until we talk about how does that impact all the rest of our businesses and our future digital decisions. In other
right.
words, be more intentional, more aware of the capital we're spending and the changes it's making. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. It's a means to an end. See, Jim, for small business owners, they need to have a strategic goal in their business. I want to do $5 million this year in business. Last year, I did $4.2 million, right? And so I'm going to increase my business by $800,000. Now,
right.
I know I'm going to lose some business,
mm-hmm.
so I need to find new customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the operational plan that gets you from $4.2 to $5 million that says, this is how I'm going to do it. This is the roadmap or the GPS plan that I put together. And the digital transformation is in there. It's, you know, it's the new technology and the new processes that you've mm-hmm. introduced to your business that say we're going to increase workforce, we're going to increase workforce productivity, we're going to have better time management in our business through this digital transformation. We can connect with our existing customers online and find new customers in a cheaper, more efficient way. And that's going to help us. We're going to save money. We're going to find new revenue channels. And we're going to do it inexpensively and efficiently. That's the upside of digital transformation.
Right.
The downside is...
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you... We're going to continue this discussion and weave in social media
okay.
into this whole
Great.
Thing after these messages. I need your website, Brian, quickly. Brian, I need your website.
Com.
Say it again.
SmallBusinessEdge.com.
SmallBusinessEdge.com. Check it out. Quick break. Jim Bussey. We'll be right back.
Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.